KSL News Time 309. Let's check traffic now. Mark Jackson, look at the screens. Tell us what's going on out there.
Oh, yeah. Well, you've had, as we were talking about at the top, a few problems down in Utah County on I-15. Also down in Juab County. A lot of the streets are very slow. Main Street down in Spanish Fork getting some wet weather. And the wet weather is kind of crossing right under Provo. So in the valley right now, the freeway's looking pretty good. We have one slow stretch of northbound I-15 heading up to 3300 South. A little bit of volume headed at the Spaghetti Bowl, I-15, I-80 interchange, South Salt Lake, and again, just past the South Interchange on the southbound side. Joe?
Well, that storm really reaches up to Provo, but it's really south of that. The real problems, Santaquin is where you'll see the edge of that storm, and it's caused a crash on northbound I-15 on the Main Street entrance ramp. There it's on the right shoulder, and it should be cleared relatively soon. We're also looking to Fruitland, 3 miles east of Fruitland to be precise. On US 40, there is a crash that's on westbound. And then we've got a crash in Nephi. It's the 3 miles north of town on I-15. And that is causing some delays there, so expect a little slower traffic. But really, in general, you need to slow down anyway. It is very slick, there is snow falling, and low visibility. Platinum Rewards members, last day to earn double points. That's 20% back on most purchases, including books, movies, music, home decor, and more. Extended through today at Deseret Book at DeseretBook.com. I'm Joe Davis in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks.